In an effort to reduce trips to the supermarket, people have been stocking up on food for their freezer during the lockdown, as a result of which sales of frozen food have soared in recent months. But are we getting the most from our freezers and are we using them correctly? Well, here with some advice on the matter, I'm joined by Louise Reynolds, a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic. Am I pronouncing that
Institute,
right?
Yes, that's yes. right. Yeah.
Institute.
Not Louise. An easy one to say.
Thank you for joining us, Louise. And I'm delighted you're here. I was just saying to you during the break, my freezer is packed and I don't know what's at the back and I don't know what's at the bottom.
Well, I'm sure you're not alone, Sarah, because certainly, and again, at this time of the year now, when we're also putting ice creams in there and, you know, people are kind of going into the freezer a lot, that is one of the problems, is what's at the bottom, what gets lost behind everything else. So really, it's a good idea to label things when you're putting them in. Also freezing things in the right portion size. So they're the kind of tips that really are useful. And normally when I talk about nutrition, this is not really a nutritional issue, because we know that, you know, foods that are frozen can have a really excellent nutrition content. So it's not that a frozen food is going to be any less of value than a fresh food, but it's really a great way, if you're using your freezer well, to reduce food wastage, to reduce your trips to the supermarket. And again, at the moment, we know that freezers have become, you know, more popular in terms of people buying freezers, maybe a chest freezer. And then in terms of going through an old freezer, there was something recently on social media where someone found some puff pastry, which was 20 years old at the bottom of the freezer. So they did a social experiment, they cooked it and it was absolutely fine. And that is the thing, that if something is frozen well or properly, it will be safe indefinitely.
Really?
Which is really interesting. However, the quality may suffer. And, you know, when you see on freezer components or freezer chest freezers, you'll often see maybe a 1-star, 2-star or a 3-star rating. That is to do with the temperature of your freezer, and that will ensure that things are kept in a good quality for a long period of time. So, for example, 3 stars refers to freezers that are kept at minus 18 degrees, and you can leave foods there for longer without the quality being affected. However, they'll probably still be fine to eat, but they mightn't have, you know, the texture might not be so good. So, you know, we do also eat, as well as eating with our eyes, you know, something needs to taste right and have the right mouthfeel and texture that chefs often talk about. So it's all of those factors.
So is there an optimum temperature for your freezer then?
Yes, well, most of the kind of long-term ones would be less than 18 degrees. But if you have maybe a small freezer kind of drawer or a flap at the top of a small fridge, that will often be a 1-star, which will be minus 6 degrees. And that can keep foods well for maybe about a month, but probably not so well for up to a year.
Okay.
So, you know, it'll depend on that. But most of us, we don't have to set the temperature of our freezer or anything like that. When you get your freezer, you know, it's all done.
Okay,
exactly,
in terms of what foods you can and should freeze, just a personal question I'm interested in, is fish. Yes. Does fish freeze well,
yes,
do you think?
Does. Fish freezes very well. Again, it's important to wrap things. You know, we often hear of freezer burn and people are like, what is freezer burn? If you put, for example, a piece of fish or chicken into the fridge and if it's not closed properly in the packet, you know, the piece at the side often looks much rougher when you take it out, and that's where the water content of that piece has come out of the food, so therefore that's not going to have as good a texture or quality when you are eating it. But it's absolutely really good to have in your freezer. Fish is a great idea to keep in the freezer.
Listener wants to know if frozen vegetables are as nutritious as fresh ones.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are. And they're a really good idea, because we know now in Ireland we need to be eating up to 7 portions, even more, of fruit and vegetables a day. And very often it's hard to keep fresh vegetables and fruit in the house, again, if you're not going to the supermarket so often. So frozen are really good. There's less food wastage as well with frozen vegetables, because you can take out, you know, a portion of your frozen peas or frozen sweet corn and use it in whatever dish you're cooking. Whereas if you have fresh vegetables, very often, you know, there could be some leftover and some wastage. So the frozen foods, they tend to be frozen as soon as they're picked. That was kind of used one of the ads we used to see many years ago, that they're frozen kind of straight from the farm. So they're a really good idea. So absolutely no problem with frozen vegetables.
What shouldn't you freeze?
Well, certain things don't work so well. For example, some herbs will go brown and kind of mushy. Very often it's foods with a very high water content. So something like lettuce is not going to thaw well. Cucumbers, they're not really going to work very well. Also something with a biscuity crumb base. If you think of something like a cheesecake, if you take that back out, it will be fine, but the base is often very soggy. There's no kind of difference in texture. So that might not be as good in terms of the enjoyment of eating the food, but it will still be safe. Things like milk-based sauces will often separate. raw eggs in their shell. Don't try that because they will expand and the shell will crack. And
like
also
a bottle of wine.
Exactly, like the bottle of wine if you've forgotten it in the back of the freezer to try and cool it down quickly. Or also things like yogurts and low-fat cream cheeses, things like that will kind of split and go quite watery. So really things that do work very well are the vegetables we were talking about. Herbs, you can actually put some into little ice cube trays, put some water on them and they'll freeze, and then you can just drop the cubes into the dish that you're cooking. Because I know we tend to buy, if you buy a lot of herbs or if you're growing a lot of herbs at home at the moment, people are doing a lot of gardening, if you don't use them quickly, they tend to go off again in the fridge. So they can be frozen in an ice cube tray.
Okay, and that'll stop them going brown.
Okay. You can just drop them in like that.
What about the different parts of the freezer then? Does it matter where you put something, high or low?
Yeah, again, this is important with raw meat as well, because the raw meat would be a concern for food safety and for food poisoning bacteria. And if you put something up high while it's freezing, there could be something that could drip down onto other foods. So try and keep the meats at the very bottom and kind of raw foods together, separate those out. Another good idea is to write exactly, you know, on the pack or on the box what it is, because we've all played, what do they call it? I think it's freezer roulette, when you come in from work some evening and you kind of think, oh, what's in the freezer? And when you look at something, everything kind of looks the same. If you've frozen maybe a bit of bolognese or a curry, you know, it might look the same. Those kind of dishes will freeze as well. Leftovers is a really good idea. So, you know, don't throw out if there's a couple of portions left over from a lasagna, that can be frozen very well. It's important if you are defrosting foods, the best way to defrost them is in the fridge. And again, put them at the bottom of the fridge, particularly if it's raw meat, because when something is defrosting, a lot of juices will come out. You don't want them to drip onto any fresh foods in the fridge as well. So if you are defrosting in your microwave, which I know a lot of people will do, that's only okay if you're going to cook the food straight away. Okay, because if you cook something or defrost, for example, a piece of fish or chicken in the microwave, you might get some quite hot spots. And then if you leave that to cook another day, that might be very warm where the bacteria can grow quite quickly. Because again, when you freeze something, you don't kill the bacteria that are there. You're just kind of, everything is going dormant. So once you start to defrost it, everything kind of comes to life again. If there are any bacteria there that may cause a problem, that's why you need to cook it and make sure that the foods reach a high enough temperature when they're being cooked. So okay, that's particularly important with chicken.
Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time and I have so many more questions for you, Louise, so we might have to get you back to answer those questions.
Anytime.
But thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Louise Reynolds, dietitian.